Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Netflix warned subscriber growth would slow substantially in the first quarter, sending its stock price down by nearly 20% in late trading on Thursday, in the latest instance of investors dumping shares in companies that thrived during the pandemic. The streaming company projected it would add just 2.5 million subscribers in the first 3 months of this year, far fewer than the 4 million it added in the first quarter of 2021, and well below analyst expectations that also stood at 4 million. Netflix's disappointing forecast came as Peloton was forced to rush out preliminary second-quarter earnings to shore up investor confidence, after CNBC reported the company was temporarily halting production of its connected fitness products. Shares in Peloton, one of the biggest beneficiaries of early COVID-19 lockdowns, fell by roughly a quarter following the report. Next, Antonio Horta Osorio attended the final of football's European Championship on the same day he breached COVID quarantine rules to watch the Wimbledon men's tennis final, according to people with knowledge of his movements. The Portuguese banker, who resigned as chair of Credit Suisse last weekend after losing the confidence of his board over the breaches, took family members to both events last July, after the group's clients were unable to make use of corporate hospitality tickets. The Wembley football match was later identified by Public Health England as a superspreader event, with 2,295 people who attended found to have been likely to be infectious, while a further 3,404 people went on to develop COVID-19 shortly afterwards. And now, the Federal Reserve has for the first time launched a period of debate and public comment on the introduction of a central bank digital currency, as it seeks to keep pace with global financial innovation and maintain the supremacy of the dollar. After months of anticipation, the Fed on Thursday released a lengthy discussion paper that will serve as the basis of what is expected to be a heated and consequential debate at the heart of the central bank in the coming months, though it made clear it did not favor any policy outcome at this point. We look forward to engaging with the public, elected representatives, and a broad range of stakeholders as we examine the positives and negatives of a central bank digital currency, or CBDC in the United States, Jay Powell, Fed Chair, said in a statement. Next up, Ukraine has hit back at Joe Biden's suggestion that a minor incursion by Russian forces into the country might not prompt a severe Allied response, forcing the US president to publicly reassure Kiev that any attack by the Kremlin would trigger strong sanctions. "We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations," Volodymyr Zelensky, the pro-Western Ukrainian president, wrote on Twitter on Thursday. After Zelensky's rebuke and alarm in other Allied capitals, Biden sought to go back on the comments, saying at the White House that any Russian incursion would spark sweeping sanctions. And finally, investors are hunting for bargains in unloved corners of Europe's equities market, as central banks' plans to unwind their powerful stimulus programs dull the allure of glitzier tech companies. MSCI's index of value stocks in Europe has jumped almost 5% in the first 3 weeks of 2022 on a total return basis, far exceeding the 4% decline for the index provider's broad world measure of developed market equities. The gap in local currency returns would mark the biggest monthly outperformance on record, if it holds through the remainder of January, FactSet data to the close of trade on Wednesday show. Value stocks, companies that are priced inexpensively compared with fundamentals like profits or book value, have lagged behind, as racier, but more richly priced technology shares have flourished. European value stocks have only outperformed the broader global market in two of the years following the global financial crisis in 2008. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.